The Arctic Imperative Summit, now meeting in Girdwood, is a gathering of political and civil interests, all of whom are interested in how to best deal with the fast-changing Arctic environment. The summit, hosted by the web magazine Alaska Dispatch, is aimed at examining transportation and development opportunities as world powers reimagine the Arctic. KNBA reporter Jacqueline Estes is covering the event and brings us this report.
Research shows that the Arctic sea ice is melting earlier in the summer and freezing later in the winter. These developments will change global trade patterns and dramatically increase traffic through the Bering Strait. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says the United States is not taking the appropriate steps to get ready for these changes.
I find it very frustrating to see the United States struggling so mightily with our economy, our fiscal uncertainty, the issues that we face with a budget, and then recognize that other Arctic nations are moving forward with very significant investments within the region. And I have to say that at this point in time, the United States simply is not doing so.
For instance, the U.S. is the only Arctic nation that has not signed the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, which Alaska Dispatch publisher Alice Rogoff says is an essential first step.
It is a treaty that all the other Arctic nations have signed, which is the only vehicle which would allow any nation to claim exclusive use of its outer continental shelf as it extends into the Arctic Ocean. And best estimates I've heard are that that would give the U.S. an additional 150 miles of control for resource purposes.
Rogoff says coastal communities in northern and northwest Alaska, which are predominantly Alaska Native, will feel the greatest impacts of the coming changes.
Their ancestral lands are now going to be part of the Bering Sea shipping routes. But they own the land, they have political power, they have great formal and informal knowledge of how to make good use of their position politically, and I believe they will be the beneficiaries of economic development, and they will dictate how it rolls out.
President and CEO of the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, Rex Reed, says Native organizations will work to develop resources and protect important values.
Alaska Native institutions will act responsibly. Our economies are energy driven, but our hearts are with subsistence life, with the wildlife, and with maintaining the environment we enjoy. We can have both. It requires balanced decisions and common sense.
Murkowski says she plans to move the U.S. forward on fundamental changes.
I'm going to work aggressively to move the Law of the Sea Treaty through the Senate. I intend to advocate even more aggressively for new icebreakers and infrastructure within the Arctic, to support Arctic research, which is so critical, and to encourage the United States to continue increasing its role in the region and with the international Arctic community.
About 200 people, representatives of the military, corporations, and the State Department, intelligence analysts, ambassadors, and financiers are attending the Arctic Imperative Summit, which Alaska Dispatch is hosting. The summit continues through Tuesday. Reporting in Girdwood, I'm Jacqueline Estes.